So the subject remains open. I think we should also add that in recent years, Spanish historians have begun to study this material, and that our knowledge of Inquisition is much larger than simply the Murano situation, but it is compared with Moriscos, as we mentioned, and is seen much within a broader perspective. Remember, the Inquisition goes to Venice, it goes to Brazil, it goes to Mexico. It is an institution of the church which continues for several hundred years, and therefore what we are describing is a major dimension of what we would call early modern Jewish-Christian relations or early modern Jewish culture. The converso phenomenon is something that simply does not go away, and these victims are going to be tried in place after place. After leaving Spain, they go to Portugal, and then they go to Italy, and then they go elsewhere, and clearly with them, the Inquisition is going to follow them and try to prove their heresy. They are a very interesting phenomenon because these are people who chose, who either returned to Judaism or remain Christians or remain indifferent to any religion. But they are creating a space between Christianity and Judaism that never existed in the medieval period. That is really a phenomenon that is unprecedented and therefore is a vital part of what we will call very shortly the early modern Jewish experience. In my remaining remarks, I want to talk about the expulsion, however, because I see this, as I said, as a turning point and really the beginning of a different epoch in Jewish history. Now, as I said in my first lecture, periodization schemes by historians are simply, you know, mental constructs. Don't take them too seriously. The world of 1491 wasn't that different from the world of 1493. It's still the same world, and therefore we should not assume, you know, as we learn in primary school or high school, that, you know, this is the modern period and this begins in this date and so on. It's not so clear-cut, of course. But nevertheless, periodization is useful in organizing certain tendencies and seeing an overview. Historians are inclined to focus on individual details, but historians, particularly aging historians, need to step back and look at a wider picture. In other words, they need to ask the harder questions. How do we organize this material as a whole? What do we mean in this survey when we've spoken about the medieval world? And what I want to really argue is that the expulsion is a turning point, and that after the Jews are expelled from Spain, and that we close this chapter in Jewish history, in many respects, we are beginning a very new chapter with many new dimensions, cultural, political, social, and so on. And that's, of course, what I want to explore in the remaining lectures we have in this course. The Edict of Expulsion of 1492, as we said, ostensibly removed the Jews in order to accelerate the integration of the conversos into Spanish society. In other words, to make them a less conspicuous target of the Inquisition by allowing them to acculturate and assimilate. At least that's what the inquisitional the expulsion documents say. We need to remove this lifeline, this Jewish lifeline. The expulsion probably involved, and there are big debates about the number of Jews who were expelled, 100,000 Jews, 150,000 Jews, some say even more than that. It's very hard to say. Most of them immigrated to Portugal, where they were forcefully converted, or they were expelled in 1497. In other words, there had been a small community in Portugal. Portugal was close by, it had the same climate, it had relatively the same food, and therefore they went over there, but only 5 years later, the King of Portugal said, either convert or you will be expelled. And of course, some left again, but those who converted obviously were insincere converts because they had been forced by decree, by mandate, in one day to convert. Obviously, the converso problem then eventually shifts from Spain to Portugal, where by the 1530s, the Inquisition is set up in the city of Lisbon. But that is a story which we will tell later on. For the generation of the exiles, the expulsion appears to be a low point in Jewish history, signaling the imminent coming of the Messiah. In other words, if you were to look at the testimonies written on the behalf of these people who had lived all of their lives in Spain, it really was a low point. Spain, you recall, had Jews from the very early Middle Ages. Remember, we traced the history of Spanish Jewish culture from the court of Cordova in the 9th and the 10th century. And we could have gone back earlier. In other words, Jews were living there even centuries before, but we started at that point. But that is a long time for a community to live, to flourish, to feel part of an environment, and to participate culturally in all kinds of ways. And also, notice the sadness that is involved if you compare it with the point in the 12th and 13th century that we described as convivencia, that is, the possibility of living in harmony, or relative harmony at least, between Jews, Christians, and Muslims. So things had really changed.